Listening Library presents Who Was Marie Antoinette? By Dana Meechan Rao. Read for you by Judy Weingard. Who was Marie Antoinette? On April 21st, 1770, 15-year-old Marie Antoinette left home and traveled to France. She had always lived a royal life. Her parents were the Emperor and Empress of Austria. The young Archduchess was leaving behind her beloved homeland. She was engaged to marry Louis Auguste, the future King of France. Marie Antoinette rode in a jeweled coach amid a parade of more than 50 other carriages. Hairdressers, chefs, and other attendants traveled with her for the 2.5-week journey. Peasants cheered along the road between Vienna, Austria, and Strasbourg, France. They hoped to catch a glimpse of the young bride-to-be. The royal procession reached the Rhine River, where a new building stood on an island. Marie Antoinette said goodbye to the Austrian people who had traveled with her. When she entered the building, she had to take off all of her Austrian clothes. She was given a French gown made of golden fabric. She wasn't allowed to bring anything from Austria into France, not even Mops, her little pug dog. In an official ceremony, she was handed over to the French. When she opened the doors on the side of the building that faced France, crowds of noblemen and noblewomen greeted her. Marie Antoinette cried, but she tried to be brave. The whole city of Strasbourg held a holiday in Marie Antoinette's honor. A French procession of carriages then carried her to her new husband and her new life at the Grand Palace of Versailles.